peace, y'all. I don't know today's date, but it's Friday in January. And the weather's decent. 39 degrees currently. Just left Danny Diablo in Med. Working on some new cartoons. It's going to be some dope shit. I need to get Danny Diablo on this. Any hardcore fans know who Danny Diablo is. Dope artist, maniac of a person, but he's a great friend. And I just left him. He did some voiceover work for This Week in Bullshit News, which will be out in a few days. And he did some voiceover work for some Torchville episodes that are coming up real soon. So look out for those things. Word, gonna be some good shit. Gonna be some good shit. Cartoon. I'm excited, man. And then the good shit is me, Matt, and Isaac are working on some dope things to come. I wish I could talk more about it, but I can't. There's also some other shit that's really dope. Aside from these things that are really dope that I got hired to do, which I can't speak on either. So I don't even know why I brought it up. But look out for that, because when it drops, you know, I guess. I don't know how you would even know to look out for that if I can't speak about it. I don't even know why I brought it up. Never mind I said anything about anything other than just leaving Isaac. I tell you what, Isaac is, Danny Diablo is the definition of a professional. Because he hadn't even looked at any of the scripts. He didn't look at any of them. We did one run, and he read them, and he kept asking to go back and do them again. Every time we went back, it was better than the last. These are going to be some dope fucking shows. These are going to be dope. Like, I'm excited about it. I'm also excited about it because I think they're going to get views, and I need money because I'm fucking broke. And I got to feed my kids and my wife. So, support. Support, subscribe to Torch Up to youtube.com/torchupnyc. Follow me on Instagram at Noches Nachos and support. Share with your friends and let everybody know that I'm broke and I need some money. So listen to it, watch it, download it. Tell you, I don't think you can download anything yet, but tell your friends that if they want a cartoon done to reach out to me at torchupnyc@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at Noches Nachos. But this was a very productive day. We knocked out like 6 scripts in an hour, in less than an hour, really. It's good shit. Also, look out for some new episodes of Torchville, and look out for the premiere of Tough City, the animated series, which is coming as well. We're doing some stuff with Joel. You can find him on Instagram, Joel Tattooed You. We're doing some shit with Mondo. I think his is Al Tattoo or something like that. Caveman. His is Caveman Man. Look him up. He's the manager of Tough City. Doing a lot of dope shit, and I'm staying positive and I'm moving forward because I want this stuff to amount to life-changing opportunities and life-changing payoffs. Shout out to Corey Shaw as well. Corey Shaw is an amazing artist too, out in California. But shit, almost 20 years ago I had the pleasure of working with him. He actually did motion graphics on one of my first music videos ever. The song was horrible. It sucked. And Med still likes listening to that shit. The song is trash. But I still watch the video from time to time, and I usually put it on mute. But shit was dope, especially for back then. If y'all see the type of shit he's doing now, shit, I'm happy I know him. The dude has really given me so many tips and giving me so much inspiration Like, he's just fucking dope. He's dope. He's dope. He's just a dope, motivating, positive, mentally powerful individual who I got to meet through my Uncle Med. And we've stayed friends ever since. And anytime, no matter what he's doing, anytime I've reached out to him for advice, he's answered back. And there's been many times where he's reached out to me to give me advice and put me up on stuff. If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be going so hard with the cartoons, because I had started to kind of give up, because it was just so time consuming and so ridiculously long, so many ridiculously long processes just to get a fucking 10 second cartoon, that it turned me off. But he led the way, and shit is still super time consuming, but his tips have made it a bit easier to comprehend, and it made it easier to advance my skills to the point where, yes, super labor intensive, but these things are not taking me forever. It'll be a short period of time that I'm working super hard and super focused. And at this point, it takes me but one day, one full day, to do a complete episode of This Week in Bullshit News. Just one day. And that's recording the voiceovers, drawing any extra animation, animating the stuff, processing, all of that shit. I do need a stronger computer, because that shit will speed up the process. But you know, what I know now and what I'm doing now is because of him. The initial inspiration for a cartoon was me just wanting to do something funny. My music had always been so dark and aggressive and violent, which I like. I like violent, dark music, but not everybody does. And it turns people off, certain types of people off. But laughter's laughter. Everybody laughs. Everybody want to laugh. I mean, we all laugh at different things, but the core idea is the actual laughter, and everybody wants to laugh. And I felt like I wanted to affect people in that way now. And this was years ago, the thought I had. And then when I brought it to Med, yo, I want to do a cartoon. And I started doing these sketches and these little things. He co-signed it, and we actually started developing the Tough City animated series together, which we drew tons of characters. We've thought of different storylines. And years later, we're about 7-8 years later, we're finally fucking moving forward with everything. While I am actively looking and interviewing for a animation or art position in the corporate world. But these side projects, well, they're not even really side projects, what I'm doing in addition to actual client work, These side projects are dope and they're fun, and I think when the right people see them, they're going to appreciate them. And I think it's all going to work out as long as I stay focused, you know. As long as I stay focused and I keep my attention to where it needs to be, and I keep trying to improve my skills as a human, as a dad, excuse me, as a husband, I think everything will just fall into place. And that's the hope. Because there are a few people in this life that I want to make proud. And some people that are on to the next life that I don't know. I hope there is some sort of way. But even if it's not, for my soul, I feel like I'm making them proud. It would be great too. Shout out to Reef Hustle too. Go download that War album. I listened to some tracks last night. Shit is fire. I ain't copy yet because I ain't got no bread, but I'm going to. Shout out to Pete Powers too. I think Pete is out in Florida right now, finishing up some dope shit. When he gets back, expect him on the cartoon. Heavy. Yeah, so the next episode of This Week in Bullshit News should drop in the next day or two. Hopefully before the next day. Maybe by Sunday the latest. but it should be out. I'm also starting other little spin-off segments for during the week. So if you guys got any ideas, email me, torchupnyc@gmail.com. Or do like my Uncle Izzy does. Just text me if you got my number. But yeah, so that's what I did today. I was with Danny Diablo. Got a lot of work done. He's got some dope shit popping off. So word. Anyway, is word from my sponsor. Alright guys, I'm with my kids. I got Caden and Mason here. Say what's up to the people.
What's up guys?
What's up guys?
So how was school today?
Good.
What'd y'all do?
Well, I did a lot of math. We had pizza for lunch.
What kind of pizza?
Cheese.
Cheese pizza?
Yep.
Do you like that?
Not really a fan, but I still ate it.
So you force yourself to eat what you don't like?
I like it.
Because it's either that or you starve, right?
Yeah.
Good. So next week is Teacher Appreciation Week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you guys doing anything special?
Yeah,
we are.
What are you doing?
So we're gonna do play games or something on one day.
Oh, so your class is participating?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our class.
Are you dressing up too?
I don't know, but we got the paper today, but I don't know. I didn't read it.
All right. Well, guys, Mace is gonna be dressing up as Moses. And not Moses Malone, the Moses from the Bible.
What are you talking about? There's no Moses.
Moses Malone is a famous basketball player, fool.
The Moses from the Prince of Egypt.
Right. Are you going to split the Red Sea?
No, but I kind of want to watch the Prince of Egypt.
How come you're not Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Because he's in his world, and I have to be.
There's people that would debate with you about him changing the world. Austin 3:16.
Yep.
So what's the plans for the weekend?
The plan for the weekend. Well, maybe I'm gonna make a couple of plans for if Leonardo, my best friend, comes over, and maybe I'm gonna play with the Legos. Me and my brother are gonna try and beat the character we're fighting with our character that we made. And maybe we'll
sounds interesting. If you guys hear rustling and plastic in the background, it's because these kids obviously have no clue on how to record a radio show, and you're gonna hear plastic over there talking the whole time.
We're eating a bar.
Yeah, it's rude to the audience, though.
It is?
Yeah, because they're going to hear you chewing and hear the plastic, and that's going to be half of the show.
Uh-huh.
So what else? What's new?
I'm learning about the stuff like the Oregon Trail.
Oh, I used to play that game.
No, I mean the actual Oregon Trail.
No, but there was a game called Oregon Trail.
Oh, what was it about?
You was like pilgrimaging. You was traveling in a wagon across the country, and you had to survive. And you had cattle, and you had, yeah, it was a computer game. You never heard of Oregon Trail?
No.
You ever heard of Carmen Sandiego?
No.
You ever heard of Pong?
No.
Tetris?
No.
Oh, I know what Tetris is.
You guys never heard of none of those other games. They'll comment. So those games that I just mentioned. So when I was a kid and I was in school, in the beginning there was no computers. But as I went and advanced in grades, we started getting like access to certain computers. But it wasn't the same as now. So there was a few games that you could play on a computer, but it was a black and white screen, and they were all like, I don't know, just puzzle games. In Oregon Trail, you had to figure out how to survive your trail, and I don't think I ever won, ever, once.
I have a question.
And Sim City was another game where you built your city.
Yeah, I know that one.
And then it got taken over by, like, natural disasters, and you had to rebuild.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but you're building your city from, like, plumbing to the electricity. It was completely different. Oh. And then Carmen San Diego was, you had to find Carmen San Diego. They gave you, like, clues, and you had to answer questions and go through these clues and find out where in the world is Carmen San Diego. That was the song. I think she had a TV show too. I don't know who she was, and I don't think she was really from San Diego, but that was her name. What was the question?
The question was, in the game The Oregon Trail, did you discover bad weather? Like
yeah, you came across bad weather. You came across diseases.
That's like the actual Oregon Trail.
Right, it was based after the Ash Oregon Trail. You came across droughts of water, like you had to search for water. You had to eat your food and cook your food before it went bad. And sometimes maybe like a member in your family had, you know, like halitosis.
What?
Bad breath, like they had bad breath. And, you know, it would make, you know, you would eat your corn and the bad breath, it would make you throw up your corn, and your vomit would look like, you know, beef stew with corn in it. And you may have, like, your wagon had four wooden wheels and one of them may break and you had to fix it. Or maybe, you know, the sun becomes, you know, a sheep, and then you have to figure out how do you shave your son to make a sweater. Because they're not really a sheep, but they're acting like a sheep. So sheeps want to be shaved because they're hot, and you can make a sweater. But you shave your son, like how much you eat, like how much hair are you gonna get off a kid to make a sweater? Not much. It's gonna take you like 10 years just to make a sleeve. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that what they show in the Oregon Trail?
Yeah.
One thing I'll tell you what there wasn't in the Oregon Trail.
What?
Zombies. There was no zombies.
No.
Oh, no?
No, but...
There wasn't a zombie apocalypse on the Oregon Trail?
No.
And is it Oregon or is it Oregon?
Oregon.
Like an organ?
No, Oregon.
Like the heart or the lungs?
Oregon.
It's not Oregon?
No.
Huh. I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
So, did you know that in the Oregon Trail, one of the weathers that you experience is
a wetter, like a water slide park, like a water park.
No.
How much wetter do you get?
I didn't even get to finish my sentence. So the wetter that you experience is ice. Is
ice out of ice. A hose?
No, it's raining ice.
Oh, weather! You said wetter.
I said weather.
No, you said the wetter that you get. And I said, the wetter that you get, the heavier that you get.
The weather that they have there is raining ice.
Do they use that ice to make snow cones? Did they even have flavors back then to make the snow cones?
No.
They might have. They had like water flavor and maybe...
My flavor is just regular.
What kind of food did they have? They had like corn, right? Maybe they had corn flavor.
Steak
flavor, yeah, because they had cattle, right? You think when the cattle got sick, cow, they had hamburger flavor. Pork chop flavor. Did they travel to Oregon Trail with pigs?
No.
I don't think they were pigs. I think it was just cows, right?
A
chair flavored snow cone. You might get splinters in your throat, though.
Huh? Yeah.
So what else happened in the Oregon Trail?
Most of your family died.
Most of my family died. Why is it my family?
Most of the family that you was with died because you didn't have enough food, you didn't have enough water. And if there was a storm, maybe some of your animals that are pulling the cart will run away.
Why? Because they're scared?
Yeah.
And then they realize they're being portrayed as slaves?
No.
So they run because they're like, this is the perfect time to get away with these old folks can't use me to pull stuff no more.
No, they do that 'cause because when rain falls on them,
they raindrops, think that drop tops, suck at the booger the butt bops.
They think that someone's hitting them, so they run and hide.
So these animals, it rains and the animals think a little dwarf is on them punching them.
Kind of like that.
Like a hundred little fairies just slapping cows. Where are they running to? Because everywhere they go, it's raining. What do they think? They're gonna find a hideout on the corner and be held against their will and forced to be a confidential informant for the Oregon police?
No. They go into a forest and hide behind the trees.
Yeah, but you hiding behind the tree, is that gonna stop them from the fairies punching them? The rain falling?
Yeah.
How?
Because
of the leaves?
Yeah. And the cows are very smart. Because if you lose a cow, it has to be milked. Or if you don't milk it, it'll be hurt.
Yeah, because it fills up with milk. Right?
Yeah.
And then it explodes?
No, it just...
Does it explode into ice cream?
No, it doesn't even explode.
They get bad gas.
But
you know a cow has four stomachs?
What?
That's a lot of hurting.
Do you know when a cow farts, it hurts the atmosphere?
It's methane.
Yeah, methane.
Yeah, I don't know how true that is. I've never been to the atmosphere to find out.
So the cows are smart because if they don't get milk, they'll be hurt.
Wait, the cows drink milk too?
No.
Oh, you mean if they? You mean if they don't give milk?
Yes.
You said if they don't get milk.
I mean get milked.
Oh, milk-a-ta.
Milk.
So if they don't get milk-a-ta, then what happens?
Then they'll get hurt, so they're smart enough to just go back to the person
to milk them.
Yeah. And they won't run away.
Do brown cows get milked chocolate milk? Does the milk come out chocolate? I thought that. And cheese comes from the moon, correct?
No.
Yes.
No. I thought that too.
Cheese does not come from the moon.
What does cheese come from? Cows?
Dairy. Milk, yes.
I don't know who dairy is, but how dare he think he makes cheese? I'm full of jokes today.
It comes from milk. Cheese comes
and milk, from milk. And chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
No,
we've established
chocolate
that.
Milk comes from milk plus chocolate.
I think you're wrong there.
So you put chocolate bars into the milk?
No.
Exactly, right? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but no.
It's a brown cow, Caden.
Yeah, because brown...
Have you ever licked a brown cow? Caden?
Brown cows?
No.
I have. They taste like chocolate.
Because wow, I bet you did.
Because brown
and it was hairy.
Because brown cow's spot tastes like chocolate. So when the milk goes on... So the farmers that have cows, they rub the milk on the brown fur, and then they take the fur off, and then it turns into chocolate milk.
That's a lot of work for them to make chocolate milk, but it's so good.
Wow, so...
We got a bottle of chocolate in the house.
Exactly.
Where do you think that came from?
That?
Chocolate bars? It came from a brown cow. They squeezed it.
No, they didn't.
And put it in a bottle.
And if Mr. Dairy thinks he invented ice cream too... He's wrong.
I think
he
is wrong. How dare he?
Yeah, how dare that bit?
How dare he, Dairy?
How dare that bit? How dare that big milk carton do stuff like that?
I don't even think we really drink cow milk anymore. I think the cow comes from the Michelin man. I mean, the milk. You know the guy that sells tires? The big fat white dude?
Oh. You talking about Braun Strowman?
No, not that white dude. I'm talking about the cartoon white dude, the Michelin man that looks like a fluff. He looks like a blimp.
Tom, right?
Tom? Is that his first name?
No, that's
Tom Michelin. That makes sense.
Why are you talking about Tom? Why are you talking about Tom as the church man?
Nobody's talking. He's talking about the Michelin man. He says his first name is Tom.
Yeah.
Tom Michelin.
And he he uses white cows. He turns on the engine of the white cows.
White cows?
And the white cars. And And then he puts a bucket under the engine, and the engine produces milk.
Interesting stuff. Wow. You didn't know any of that, Caden. I don't know what they're teaching in school.
I don't know what they're teaching. Damn, I don't know what he's teaching himself.
And that's such a fib.
Not a fib because he has the same information I have. So how's that a fib if we're like 30 years apart?
And at nighttime, the buses are yellow because the moon wakes up at nighttime. It takes off part of its body, which is cheese, and it rubs it all over the stuff. And some of the yellow comes off of the stuff.
Why do mice like cheese so much? Or is that a fib?
I think mice like cheese so much.
Think they prefer ricotta cheese or Parmesan?
None.
Parmesan
because it's smellier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but cheese doesn't matter.
But I know...
They love cheese.
I know three good traps. One...
I know a good trap that... There's a trap that 21 Savage is from.
Under a huge metal box.
Wait, how do we get into leprechaun talk if we're talking about rats?
Exactly. Oh yeah. Basically. Well, the rats, they like cheese so much, because every morning when they wake up, their whole house is covered in cheese, babe.
Wait, the house is made of cheese?
Yeah. Well, no. When it's nighttime, the moon puts cheese in their barrel, and then when it's morning time, they think it's crumbs and all that stuff. Their eyes think that. They're crumbs, but the good thing is that they're not.
I got a question for the both of y'all. I got a question. Why do you think so many mice and rats are such bums if they got such good role models?
I think they're so dumb.
No, I didn't say dumb. I said bums. Like, they don't get jobs. They got such great role models.
I think they don't get...
Do you think they're not watching their role models?
I think they are. I think...
Because Mickey Mouse made some of himself. Mighty Mouse made some of... Look, Ratatouille is a Michelin star chef.
These
rats have Jerry's become... Mouse. Right. Jerry makes Tom chase him all the time. Like, he has a show. He's probably making millions. How much money do you think Jerry makes per episode? You think he's making like $10,000 at this point per episode?
Yeah, same thing with mice. I think mice...
Yeah, well, Mickey Mouse is... He has a whole theme park.
I think mice actually...
He's like he runs Disney World.
I think mice actually do have jobs.
Yeah, but I don't see them working because there's that mouse that's in your grandma's kitchen that he just gets... He comes out and just stares at me like he's looking for food. But I'm like, if he would just watch Mickey Mouse and Mighty Mouse and Ratatouille... What's the other one? There's another one. Speedy Gonzalez. He's a mouse, and he's Mexican, like the hardest working mouse around.
Yeah.
Trump's trying to get him to build a wall.
I think mouse actually do have jobs because you know how they go in people's houses and cats eat them and they chase them all around. Mm. Yeah, I think the mice chase them to their workstation. And then when they're in front of the door, and they can't get in, the cats can't get in, they take part some of their fur off, and they make mice pillow and mice sweaters, and they get paid for that. Like they maybe get paid.
Who pays them though? Do they get paid money or are they paid in cheese?
Money.
Cheese. Money. Well,
therapy. That's a great debate. Anybody who has the answers to that question, email torchupnyc@gmail.com. Do mice and rats get paid in cheese or money?
Little rat money, that's what they get paid in. I mean, little mice money.
Is this like Monopoly money, just smaller?
Yeah, and also...
what they do?
Why don't you let Caden talk for a second?
Okay. So, this is what I think. I think... Fib.
Do you think Chase Bank is owned by mice since cats chase them all the time?
No.
Yes.
I think that's possible. Do you think there's like a mouse mayor? Like, his name is like Mayor McCheese, like from McDonald's.
Guess what I learned? Now we have a lead on something. Guess why that mouse in Grandma's kitchen is always staring at you?
Because he's hungry.
No, because he's the boss of all the rats. He doesn't have any.
So you think he's trying to scare me away?
Yep.
Because I'll kick him out the window. Care about no rat. Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in. We'll have Caden and Mason on next week. Say bye to the people.
One more thing.
If you're wondering why there's so much mice, it's because there's another planet in space that's the mice planet, and the mice build cheese rocket ships to go to that place.
All right, say bye, Mason.
Bye.